Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Service Management Leadership Podcast. I'm your guest host for today, Luigi Ferri, coming to you from Germany, where I delve into the depths of ITSM and IT security on a daily basis. Before we begin, I would like to express my gratitude to Jeffrey Defertiller for this platform where we can share insights, grow, and challenge each other in the realm of service management. In today's 5-minute session, we'll take a close look at service architecture within IT4, a framework that's crucial for understanding the comprehensive view of services provided by an organization. Service architecture is not just about listing out the services an organization provides. It's a blueprint that shows us how these services interact, how they support business outcomes, and the value they deliver. It's about seeing the forest and the trees. First off, having a well-defined service architecture gives us clarity. Imagine you are a pilot navigating through a complex airspace. Without a map, you are flying blind. Similarly, in our world, understanding each service and how it links with others ensures we are not just creating services in isolation, but are orchestrating them to work in harmony. This clarity helps in decision making and prioritizing resources where they are needed most. Secondly, let's talk about efficiency. A well-mapped service architecture means we can pinpoint redundancies and gaps. This is like fine-tuning an engine to get the maximum performance with the least waste. By doing this, we are ensuring that our services are lean, mean, and fit for purpose, delivering value without unnecessary complexity. Lastly, resilience is a non-negotiable in our line of work. With a solid service architecture, we are better prepared for disruptions. It's like knowing where the emergency exits are before you need them. When, not if, a crisis hits, we know how our services interconnect, and we can quickly adapt and restore operations with a minimal impact on the business. Remember, IT4 is not just a set of guidelines, it's a mindset. When we talk about service architecture, we are really talking about setting up a system that's designed to evolve, because stagnation is the nemesis of innovation. As leaders, in ITSM and IT security, our role is to be the architect of change. To not only design these structures, but to continuously revisit and refine them, ensuring they serve the evolving needs of our business and customers. If you are listening and nodding along, feeling the itch to transform your own service architecture, I encourage you to connect. My LinkedIn profile is just a click away in the podcast description. Let's share ideas and build on this together. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking idea, something to stir the pot a little. What if I told you that your current service architecture might be the biggest barrier to your organization's agility and growth? Would you be willing to deconstruct it to leap forward? Contemplate this, and if it strikes a chord, take it as a sign to reevaluate and act. Thank you for tuning in to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. I've been your host, Luigi Ferri, reminding you that leadership is not just about maintaining the status quo, but daring to reshape it for the better. Until next time, let's lead by design, not by default. Grazie e arrivederci.